The apprehended, still unnamed student was already on university officials' radars after making erratic statements about UW-La Crosse administration to campus police and other officials. This morning, he was seen on campus carrying an unloaded hunting shotgun and a camouflage sling bag and was supposedly dressed oddly. He briefly entered a classroom in the science building, then left, where he was stopped by police in the parking lot. UW-La Crosse Police Chief Scott Rohde says the incident was resolved quickly and without resistance. The suspect is now in city police custody, undergoing a psychological evaluation. Charges have not yet been filed, and the student's intentions are still unknown. Guns are allowed on state university campuses, but not inside buildings. Rohde says even if a non-threatening individual had a gun on campus, police would still make casual contact with them. UWL Vice Chancellor for Student Affairs, Paula Knutson, says there is a forum for students and staff scheduled for this afternoon who may be going through shock.
They have experienced something traumatic, no matter how close or far away they were from the actual incident. This affects our campus, and now we need to go about the business of taking care of the emotional side of the house now that the physical side has been secured.
Knutson says UWL's security policies are up to date, but they will offer more training to departments on how to manage troubled students. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.